Glad you're along with us wherever you are around the world. We have, in these formerly United States, witnessed last night and today, without question, one of the most repulsive, venal, vile displays of political establishment corruption. I would call it morally criminal at the very least. An effort by Lion Ted Cruz and John Zero Kasich to deny Donald Trump the Republican nomination. How are they doing it? They have gone together, they've gotten married, and they're dividing the upcoming primary states in a bold move to try to concentrate one on two states, Oregon and New Mexico. That would be Kasich. And Cruz taking his tawdry self to Indiana to try to deny Donald Trump Indiana, winner take all. This, nothing in American primary presidential history really can match this. It is that outrageous. It is utterly unprecedented. It is an affront to every American. No matter who you support, you ought to be angry about this. Because ultimately what it's about is taking away your voice, your vote. They're ganging up on you to nullify, if you happen to be a Cruz supporter, you'll maybe like it, same for Kasich. But if you're a Trump supporter, you won't like this. You'll be disgusted. I don't think it's going to work worth a damn. I think the American people are so sick of the establishment. And Cruz, who is probably a CIA cutout, his father probably tied to the CIA. That's if you buy the pictures of him allegedly standing right next to Lee Harvey Oswald, who was CIA. That was no accident. So if father was CIA, and he might have been, Teddy Boy Cruz could easily be a cutout. Look, this is just outrageous. It really should be rejected by all Americans, no matter what your disposition, no matter which party you align with, or if you don't align with a party at all. This is really, really despicable. Latest CNN story says the operation is probably doomed. I think it ought to be doomed on several bases. The delegate math overwhelmingly favors Donald Trump, of course. He's the only one left out of 17 with a realistic shot at getting 1237. He would have had him by now, at least potentially by now, if Cruz hadn't pulled the dirty trick in Iowa. And some of the other states that he's won, very suspicious vote counting. The alliance between Kasich and Trump aimed at dulling Donald Trump, but it's probably not going to work. And what it may well do is only increase the amount of support that Donald Trump has among undecideds and independents. It should. Those people have been going to him more and more as they realize what kind of game is being thrown in their faces. With us tonight, David John Oates and the marvelous tool of reverse speech. We're going to take a look at Kasich through the eyes of David and his incredible discovery. And also we're going to play some Cruz reversals and maybe some Trump as well, depending on the time. But this is a real quick hour. I asked David if he could do because of what happened last night, and he did. And I thank you, David. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure to be on your show. This election season is giving us a lot of rich material for reverse speech. I went to your website this morning and was just scrolling out the headlines, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. I'm saying, this is everything that the reversals have been talking about for the last two or three months.
Exactly right, yeah.
Been on your show. It's like living in the Twilight Zone. And so I started to get some reversals together from Trump, Kasich and Cruz, and you sent me those links, and so I've been working on those links along with my associate in Canada, and we've come up with some stunners, absolute stunners. You're going to be amazed at these.
Well, let me. This is. I look forward to this. Let me remind everyone that if you have not seen them, on the right side of the homepage, look for them and listen to them. Those are the reversals of Donald Trump, and there are a few of Cruz up there. Donald Trump has been astonishingly virtually 100% congruent with his forward speech in reverse, correct?
Right, absolutely, 100% congruent all the way through. Yes,
it's unprecedented.
I have not yet faulted him. Not yet once.
Wow.
Yeah, what can I say? That's very, very rare.
Yeah.
You not find some chinks in the armor somewhere, but I haven't found them on Trump yet.
Well, all this other talk, I'm not going to take too much time here, but about Trump changing his tone. All they talked about was changing his campaign style as they got closer to a general election. That's all they said. And they're CNN is spinning it into, well, he's going to adopt a new personality. CNN and Fox, so despicable. There are a couple of exceptions, but not many. Just incredible. The alleged photos of Trump they pull from videos to make him look stupid. It just really, I've never seen anything like it. And folks, you really ought to consider never trusting the mainstream media again. I've been saying that for a long time, but never more obvious than now. Go ahead, David.
Obviously. All right, look, let's I'm going to do a bit of jumping around here and we're going to start off with a reversal on Cruz. Now, these are from the clips you sent me. So these are only what, a couple of days old, if
yeah.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So here's we'll start off with Cruz.
This week, Donald's campaign manager, a longtime Washington lobbyist, and Donald's entire campaign is now run by Washington lobbyists.
Okay, so we got two reversals. First one says, I make this blood.
I make this blood.
I make this blood. I make this blood.
Wow. But is this kind of a reference, an oblique reference to a blood offering of some kind?
No. He wants Donald's blood. He's after his blood.
Oh, I'm going to make this blood. I got it.
He says it three times. And then the next reversal is, trust the blood.
Trust the blood.
Wow.
And then he says in another clip, here we go,
that Donald is simply playing a part, playing a role, that he doesn't mean it, and he's going to change.
And he says he'll miss the blood.
He'll miss the blood.
He'll miss the blood. He'll miss the blood.
Wow, that's a...
Three references all in one little short clip.
That was about a 60-second clip, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's after Donald's blood, big time. You're going to love Donald's response to this, by the way.
Now, let me say one thing. This, remember what I said in the beginning about Cruz potentially being a CIA agent, a cutout? I think this, he's a psychopath. That's a psychopathic response.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He is. Where do I start with Casey? Oh, I've got so many good ones on him. Let's start off with the doozy. Okay, here's this is not from the clips. This is from an earlier clip, but it's the doozy. I want to play it. Here we go.
You can either appeal with bombast to the negative and tell people how they're being ripped off and how everything is terrible and America loses. I choose not to do that.
Okay, now this is Kasich. He says backwards, put a gun to this. I am mob employee.
Sitting under the
side, mob the boy. Sitting under the side, mob the boy.
Oh, my.
Sitting under the side, mob the boy.
That is a shocker. Wow.
Isn't that just like, what the diggins? I mean...
Now, this is his subconscious mind thinking of put a gun to it. He's hold a gun to somebody's head. I've got the muscle. Don't mess with me, buddy. So that calm exterior belies a real pathological character inside.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And here he is from the clips. This is from the clips you sent me.
And what we're missing is leadership and the ability to pull people together, remembering that we're Americans before we're Republicans and Democrats.
And here he says, your deal's in your sin.
Your deal's in your sin.
Your deal's in your sin. Your deal's in your sin.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's deals going on. There's deals, and they're not nice deals. They're not nice deals at all.
Is that his subconscious speaking to his conscious mind?
No, I think that's a straightforward conscious thought. He's, you know, they're
gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Cruz and Kasich have hooked up together, and Trump says it just absolutely beautifully in two reversals in this clip.
Right. Well, let's all remember how Kasich has been managed and his image, this kind of nice, sort of boring, placid man. No, he's really evil. If these reversals are correct, and I have no reason to think they're anything but correct, they are always on, right on the money.
They've been spot on for a long, long time.
30 years plus.
All right, so here we have Trump responding to Cruz and Kasich.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy, because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. But it takes two guys, longtime politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump, and yet they're way behind. And I said to myself, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And here's the key. I've only been doing this for 10 months. I haven't even been doing it very long.
It's a great statement. Yeah.
Great statement. All right, now, look, the first verse is a little bit unclear, but Jeff and I, you know, Jeff, my right-hand man, for those who don't know, Jeff and I ummed and ahed, and we decided we would play it. It's the one after this that is a real kicker, but the first one's important setup for it. So, verse, it says, they asked if they could take me out. And again. Can you hear that one okay?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. It's there. It's there.
It's a bit weak.
But no, if you just take, David, if you just take, if they can take me out, that second part, that's clear.
Yeah, if they could take me out. Yeah, that's true. Here, let's do that. If they could take me out.
They could take me out. Whatever. It's either way. He's entertaining the idea. He knows he's in danger. So it makes sense.
He's set up and he knows it.
Yep. Yeah.
But then he says, You see that they will snap. They will snap. In other words, they won't succeed. So listen to this.
You see that? They have been upset.
Wow.
And again. So it's going to backfire on them.
Wow.
They asked if they could take me out. Probably had a big conference call with Reince Priebus, who, of course, we all know how his reversals turned out. I think that's up on your main page. And Trump knows all about it. You know, and he's saying, well, it's not going to succeed, you know?
Really amazing in reverse. Listen to the determination in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, so here's a few more of Kasich from the clips you sent me, and then we'll look at a few more on Cruz and a few more on Trump. They're all really quite entertaining, actually. Entertaining in a very... scary sort of way. I mean, it's just the level of corruption is just staggering to me. I'm just staggered by it. Anyway, so here's next one, Kasich.
I take questions at my town halls extensively for, you know, usually 45 or 50 minutes out of the hour that I'm there. You know, young people understand that things aren't just free. And here's the thing: if Hillary or Bernie were to win with all the free stuff, the debt would be $30 trillion.
And here he says, friend added the lie, nice enemy. So I don't know who he's talking about the lie or who his friend is. I'm sure it's probably Cruz is what he's referring to.
Most likely, yeah.
They were enemies, but now they've been nice and buddy buddies and They've concocted up a scheme, deals made in the sin or whatever that reversal
you know,
was.
You know, David, politics in all countries is a very dirty business. Yeah. But never has it been so self-exposed. They don't care. They're just putting this into people's faces. And I think the sheep are not quite as cowed, no pun intended, as they like to think. And I think this is going to backfire extraordinarily badly for them. I hope so.
Right. Well, that's just what Trump's reversal says. It will snap. Yeah, it'll snap back at
them.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. So I don't know where we're going to go next. Let's play a couple on Cruz. Let's play a couple of the early ones on Cruz, which got me predicting all of this stuff. So here we go.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
What, you're from New York, so you might not.
And here he says, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
And that's what he's doing now.
It doesn't get any more clear than that. He's destroying freedom of expression, freedom of choice. My God. Wow.
That's exactly what he's doing right now. We played the first song on your show, Three Freedoms Back.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing. That's what him and Kasich have teamed up together. They've concocted their little lies. They've constructed their deals. And Cruz is after Trump's blood. They are really upset. And here's another one on Cruz.
People and ask for their support. The reason is simple. Because when I look my girls in the eyes 10, 20 years from now, I am not going to tell them we could have stood up and saved this country.
And this one is, you molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
I mean, you know, I'm...
You molested a con man.
I mean, I've been playing these reversals on your show for ages, and we're seeing it all happen. So, it's quite stunning. Okay. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just thought it all went quiet for a sec. Okay, so let's go back to Kasich again. This is a... Kasich at the town hall, and someone asked him a question that he didn't feel comfortable answering. I can't remember what the question was now. So.
I'm not very good at those three. I'm not very good at those three, you know, like three-word answers.
Okay.
That's, you save those for debates. Town halls are where you can actually talk for a while. Thank you, Maggie.
Okay, so he actually bypassed the question because he couldn't answer it, and he says backwards, I'm scared when they're so messy. So, you know, he comes across as this gracious little man, but he's trembling in his boots. So, all right, okay, let's get a little bit
These, David, I'm just sitting here kind of thunderstruck. These are so incredibly revealing. I'm just taking this in like I'm at home listening. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd like these reversals as soon as we started finding them. We've been my lass in Canada and I've been Skyping back and forth for hours now getting all of this ready. So,
well, wonderful job, your assistant too. Just great. Wow.
Yep. All right. So anyway, here's an early one on Kasich that I played on your show.
Is growing at one of the lowest rates in the country. And finally, we went from $8 billion in the hole to $2 billion in the black. We've cut $5 billion in taxes, and we've grown 350,000 jobs.
Oh, he's talking about his record as governor. But he says backwards, I'll blank you.
I'll snuff you. I'll snuff you. I'll snuff you.
It doesn't get any more clear than that.
Nope. Pretty aggressive.
He doesn't have any concern or respect for the people. He is a thug. He is a mild-mannered, soft-talking thug, according to reverse speech. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I've got a reverse on Trump. I've got it all clued up for your show on Friday. I don't have it in the current file, that where he talks about the rotten thugs he's fighting against. So.
Yeah, let's. We got a break coming up here in about a minute and a half. Let's pause there, and I'm going to make a couple of points if I can. What you've heard, again, whether or not you believe reverse speech is accurate, has got to be enough to have you scratching your head. Now, if you understand that reverse speech is viable, it is effective, and it does work, you won't be as surprised as perhaps some others, but you'll still be surprised. I mean, they've gotten away with hiding this big city thug, according to reversals, John Kasich, behind the guise of a mild-mannered Mr. Nice Guy. But the hate and the power. Now, remember, and I'm going to go back, I think it was 14 years, Kasich allegedly and reportedly lived with an openly homosexual man in Washington, D.C. for 14 years.
Oh, my.
Now, you don't do that unless you're homosexual. That's my guess. It is said that he also frequented an Italian restaurant in his home state virtually every week with a couple of younger men for years or a long time. I ran the story that Kasich is allegedly bisexual. And wow. I will again say, according to the story, I think it was an Inquirer story, and they haven't backed off of their Cruz infidelity story one letter, that Kasich is gay. Oh, he's married now and he's got a couple little girls. That's fine, but bisexuality, been around for a long time. But you do not live for 14 years with an openly homosexual male unless you're gay. It just doesn't happen. So the anger you hear in reverse is potentially tied to a rage in his subconscious about his conflicted lifestyle. Now, I'm stretching. I'm no analyst like David. But that kind of a man living that kind of a lie could easily harbor enormous rage inside. Is that not correct, David?
Absolutely, that's correct. I deal with that all the time. Unconscious repressed emotions like that will create all sorts of dire emotional effects. Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe we've got something there. Hold on. We'll come right back. Don't go away. Okay, let's get back to a phenomenal hour with David John Oates. Reverse speech, again, just shining like a beacon in the darkness. Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, let's just revisit a couple of verses on Priebus, because I played these verses on Reince Priebus the day of the Wyoming election, and I think it was 3 or 4 days before all the Colorado delegates were given to Cruz.
Right. Outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah. So this reversal came on your show just a few days before all that stuff happened and it hit the press. So here's the forwards.
First of all, just so everyone knows, I talk to all the candidates, and I meet, in fact, Kasich's people are coming in today. I talked to Ted Cruz.
Oh, that's interesting forwards, isn't it?
Sure is.
The reversal is we menace today. Oh, man.
We menace today.
We menace today.
Now, that is really interesting. I never made that connection before. He's talking about Cruz and Kasich coming in to see him.
Yeah, already admitting the conspiracy exists.
Oh, my God. I never got that connection till just then. Wow.
Wow, well, indeed. Play the reversal again, will you? I want to hear that last part of it. I'm not quite clear.
Oh, we menace today.
We menace today.
We menace today.
You hear that?
I think he might be saying tonight. We menace tonight.
We menace tonight.
We menace tonight.
Listen to the last syllable.
Yeah, I can hear there's a bit of a...
It's I-T-E, it.
Anyway.
In any case, it's an admission. Sure, it's a statement.
Absolutely it is. Yeah, absolutely. And here we have another one which talks about bribes or payoffs.
Join in with that nominee to win a general election against a candidate that just yesterday is now seeing that her staff is going to be deposed under oath by the FBI. So,
but here he says, I pay lover.
Yeah, you pay lover.
Yeah, you pay lover.
Which I theorize was shutting up Ted Cruz's lovers that are hanging around out there. Very interesting.
Yeah, well, we know that remember the Cruz campaign gave Carly Fiorina's campaign $800,000, or was it $600,000? At any rate, one or the other. And why was that gift made? It was probably made to shut up her deputy campaign director, who had allegedly been having sex with Ted Cruz.
Oh, my God. Oh, I pay lover. Oh, my God.
$800,000 or $600,000, one or the other, a gift from Ted Cruz's campaign. Now, this is a taxpayer support money. And see, he gave away $600,000 at least.
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
No, it's so over the top. It's just amazing.
And here it all is, all in the reversals. It's all here.
All there.
And this is from that same tape. And then we go back to Trump and Cruz and Kasich.
I mean, I did 5 shows on Sunday morning. I don't think anyone saw a guy that was miserable or upset. I just take it as it comes, and I think it's going to turn out.
And he says, the next thing is that there's mud. And that's exactly what's happening. He's predicting in this, the next thing is there's mud.
The next thing is that in this mud.
The next thing is that in this mud. The next thing is that in this mud.
And wow. What's happening? I mean, that's exactly what we've got going on.
Yeah, he said the next thing in that, and there's mud.
Yep.
I think that's what he said. But he the way the guy talks forward is so arrogant, you just want to slap him.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that guy. He is really disgusting.
Yep.
No respect. I've got other things I'd rather be doing than this. And just condescending the hell out of what he's saying.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Amazing.
The reversals are predicting exactly what we're seeing happening right now. Right. Here's one for the fundamentalist Christians. This is on Kasich.
And everybody across this country knows that the tsunami of drugs is threatening their very families.
It says, my Lucifer.
My Lucifer.
My Lucifer. My Lucifer.
Make of that what you will.
Wow.
All right. Maybe, all right.
I got the story up. I'm going to put it up again. Put it up. In fact, I'll put it up in a few minutes. Kasich bombshell said to be longtime homosexual. Read it and consider it. Go ahead.
And then we had reversals, of course, on Donald Trump, which are quite amazing, like this one here.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center.
So why?
And I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually
across
the
street. And so did I. You and I were on the same page.
Okay. It says, America Now. One of my favorite reversals on him is this one here.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And this is what, now this is a few months old. And he says, wake up, wake up. We are the best America. And he say, wake up, wake up, come away, look what's going on. That's what he's saying, wake up, look at the rig system.
Yeah,
look at how our system is running. Open your eyes. We are the best America. We're the best country in the world.
We are the best America yet. He's urging people to strive to make America great again. He said, we are the best America yet. He's right. He's totally right. What a blessing to have. Look, I know some of you don't like Trump, and you've been swayed and maybe intimidated by some of the garbage that's constantly being spewed. Maybe you don't like his sometimes brusque blue collar manner. I like it. I'm sick and tired of polished teleprompter phonies, polished teleprompter criminal politicians lying and pontificating to us like there's some kind of authority that can never make a mistake and should never be questioned. We've got to break this. We don't break it now, we're done. This is our last chance. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
And I 100% agree with that statement. And many people I know in America feel exactly the same way. There's a real urgency out there. People are starting to open their eyes, you know. Okay, all right. Let's have a look at a few more.
I will be putting this program up in its entirety without commercials in the headlines later tonight. I would urge all of you to give it to anyone who has any question about what's going on or any interest, and let them listen.
And so it'll be up there tomorrow. I can't think of a polite word, so I won't say anything. Person that Cruz is, here he is defending his wife.
Heidi is my best friend in the whole world. She is the love of my life. And Donald should stick with attacking me because Heidi is way out of Donald Trump's league.
Here he says, in your past, little bitch.
In your past, little bitch.
In your past, little bitch. In your past, little bitch.
Because she had troubles in her past.
She had a breakdown in 2005. He does not like her, obviously, and that's why he is philandering, and he's a sick man.
Sick, yeah. Yes. Psychopathic was the word my lady in Canada used.
Did you hear, folks, the way he said, the love of my... I want you to play that again. Just now, I want you to listen to the way he says, the love of my life. It is the most unconvincing, artificial, phony statement I may have heard him speak yet. We've heard this before on the program here, but listen, Heidi is the love of my life. And you ask yourself, is this man speaking from conviction or is he speaking for effect?
Yeah, right. Okay, so here we go.
Heidi is my best friend in the whole world. She is the love of my life. And Donald should stick with attacking
me. Oh, he is such a creep.
The love of my life. He's as phony as they get. Lion Ted.
Yeah, he's really... Trump is spot on his nicknames. He really does get him. Incidentally, he's aware that Hillary's watching all of this very closely. Here we have this reversal on Trump from the clips you sent me.
Cruz is working really hard to... I don't want to use the word bribe, but to bribe the delegates.
What a great man. He's speaking the truth just like no one has ever spoken it at this level. Wow.
And here he says, Hillary knows it.
Hillary knows it.
Hillary knows it.
Oh, wow.
Hillary knows it.
Yeah, so there you go. So
now that's Hillary. The reversal, and yes, of course she knows it. He knows she knows it. Everybody knows she knows it.
Everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and look, he's a straight shooter forwards and backwards. I mean, you don't see these incongruent reversals on him. And he comes out with these great statements. Wake up, America. America now. Hillary knows it.
We're the best America yet, or whatever it was. And
yeah, I know.
Never in my life, and never again, will we have this kind of an opportunity, folks. And that's the truth. That's the God's truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't like it when he says that he'd bomb the SHIT out of ISIS, that's fine. Maybe he should have said, we'll practice strategic ordnance campaigns against the enemy. Would you rather him speak it like that? Or would you rather him say, we're going to bomb the crap out of them? I think that we're going to bomb the crap out of them appeals to a lot of Americans who are tired of phony talk.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah, okay, here's Trump talking about Cruz.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
He's right. Oh.
Or the bigots will worry.
Oh, and the bigots will worry.
Oh, and the bigots will worry.
Oh, and the bigots will worry.
And And that's what they're doing. Priebus and Kasich and Cruz are very, very worried.
You bet. Wow.
And they're pulling out every dirty trick in the book that they can think of. I mean, yeah, I mean, what Trump says, if this was to happen in business, it would be illegal. You'd be in jail.
Well, no question. Grand jury indictment, no question. Collusion. Remember, two people agreeing to do something is a conspiracy. There is a provable conspiracy to deprive this man of his constitutional right to run for public office in an open and honest venue. They're taking that away from him. This is, it's a crime.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And he, Cruz, says it's only going to get worse. Listen to this.
And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
And he says the nasty game only gets horror.
The nasty game only gets horror.
The nasty game only gets horror.
You hear that one again?
The nasty game only gets horror.
I think he's only gets harder, right?
Well, I had it down as horror.
I think I got a D in there.
Oh, okay, I'll play it again.
I can't tell, David. That's hard. But either in either case, it doesn't matter. The nasty game is going to get worse. That's what he's admitting. That's his avowed statement. He made that statement some weeks ago, and there's no question that he is a dark figure, probably like his father, who was in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald a couple of months, August, I think it was, before John Kennedy was murdered. Two things in my life that I remember as a youngster, John Kennedy's death and now Donald Trump. The two most liberating human beings ever to serve and to seek to serve in the highest office of this land.
Yes, indeed. All right, here's Cruz attacking Trump.
The approach that I've tried to take throughout this campaign, and indeed throughout my time in the Senate, has been that when others attack, that I don't respond in kind, that I don't attack their character, that I don't impugn them directly. Now,
that's incredible. It's hilarious. Jeez.
Lying, Ted.
Yeah.
That says, Al feeding it, and it makes it foul.
Al feeding it, and it makes it foul.
Al feeding it, it makes it foul. Sorry, there's no and in there. Hang on, let me play that again. I don't think I heard an and. Al feeding it, it makes it foul.
Al feeding it, makes it foul.
Yeah, there's no and.
Al feeding it, makes it foul.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what he's, that's what they're doing. He's feeding the frenzy. He's ganging up.
Oh yeah.
Everything they're accusing, what's so ironic to me while watching this is everything they're accusing Trump of, they're doing themselves.
It's reverse projection. It's an old trick.
My mouth. Yep. It's classic reverse projection. It's a case study in it, really.
Do you have, I don't know how many more you have, but we do want to play that one with Cruz, that shocker you played, remember? Where he talked about himself being a con.
Oh, the con man. You want to do that one again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll do this one again.
People and ask for their support. The reason is simple. Because when I look my girls in the eyes 10, 20 years from now, I am not going to tell them we could have stood up and saved this country.
And you molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
Wow.
You molested a con man.
Just creepy.
He is evil through and through. There's no middle ground with this guy.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Neither one of them, from what you found out with your Kasich reversals.
Oh, well, the Kasich reversal about being a mob employee, I couldn't believe it when I heard that.
Even if his subconscious is speaking euphemistically, it doesn't matter. That's who he identifies with.
Right, bully tactics, and that's what he's doing. That's what they're both doing. And, I don't know what to tell you. All right, let me see.
You're really knocked over by this stuff, and so are we. But, I mean, you're an Australian, and you know what's going on. And to hear you this fascinated by what your discipline your discovery is turning up is really a rarity. You're amazed.
Yeah, well, I am fascinated by it. These are just, well, I was telling my people before I came on the show, these rehearsals are just priceless. I mean, they're priceless. They're mostly V5. Sorry, V5 for the listeners is validity 5, means they're very clear. We rate out verses on a scale of 1 to 5 for how clear they are. Mostly they're 5s or 4s.
Oh, yeah.
They're all right up there. I'm going to put it in the plug. Look, we need more people getting involved in reverse speech. There's so many tapes out there to be done. There's so much research to be done. I've got a training class starting June 19th. If you're interested in reverse speech, go to my website, reversespeech.com, and click onto the training link and sign up and join the team. We need people badly because this is such an important technology in what it can reveal about our world and about our leaders. And it's just so many. Gee, I don't even get me starting talking about session work. I'll go on to a whole other rant. Yeah. So,
there's no question of what David is saying is correct. This is one of the most important things ever discovered about the human species.
Yeah.
And it's called reverse speech. Go to reversespeech.com and take a look around. About 10,000 examples there to listen to. Go ahead.
Your last count was 20 now.
20, oh my. Well, it's not faces in the clouds, folks, that your ears are playing games with you about. This is the real deal. It's the voice of the subconscious mind using the sounds of forward speech to make words so that the other people on the receiving end of what's being spoken can hear them. And your brain is perfectly capable of hearing in reverse.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been asked to play the Trump one, They Will Snap, because that's really the coup de grace. Let's play that one again. So, because the forwards is important. So here's the forwards.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy, because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. But it takes two guys, longtime politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump, and yet they're way behind. And I said,
anyway, and you see that they will snap, and then he emphasizes again, they will snap, and you'll hear he says it stronger in the second time. So here we go.
You see that, they have you snap, they have you snap.
You see that they will snap, they will snap.
You see that, they have you snap, they have you snap.
Yep.
You see that, they have you snap, they have you snap.
Well, we'll see how right Trump is, but I reckon they're going to self-implode, and I don't think the RNCs can do much about it.
No, the RNC should be completely eradicated as it stands as a quasi-professional group. They should all be broomed out the door, every one of them. The party's finished. If Trump is denied the nomination, the Republican Party is finished. That's it. So may well be our political way of life. This is beyond theft, what's attempted to be done to Donald Trump and his campaign. He is also a master of using code words. He uses bankers, and I think many of you know who he really means. What kind of bankers? Zionist bankers. But he won't say that. He can't. It's not politically expedient to do. He just used the word collude there. Collude is a mild form of the word conspire. They're conspiring. This is a conspiracy.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's been going on for 50 plus years. Before that, most likely.
Yeah. Well, the country was taken over in a coup d'etat with the execution of John Kennedy. Yep. And we have been foundering in the hands of evil ever since. We have a chance to turn that around. It's not Hillary Clinton who is going to lead us to freedom and to the Constitution. No, she'll take us the other direction.
Yeah, I got an email from a guy tonight. I've actually gotten a lot of emails about the JFK show, and one guy tonight says, he emailed me tonight, says that he lies in bed and sometimes and just cries about what America could have been if those three great men, JFK, RFK, and MLK, weren't taken from us in the 60s, you know.
All true. Yeah, all true. It is heartbreaking. And here we have this self-made man, self-funding. He doesn't owe anybody anything. And don't forget, Lion Ted says he forgot to declare a $1.1 million loan, largely from Goldman Sachs, his wife's employer, on his federal election campaign disclosure form. Forgot. Lion Ted. Wow. David, just a stunning, another stunning tour de force of a reverse speech. Thank you. I'll have this up as a listen for everybody in headlines in a few hours. Thank you, David. Just amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. See ya.
Good night. Wow. Just incredible. We'll be back.